What is up, After Buzzers? We are back for episode 7, Havoc in the Hidden Land. There are so many crazy things to talk about today, rebirths and whatnot. Stay tuned for the following chats.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
How's it going, After Buzzers? It is just Ashley and I today. Unfortunately, we are down two cast members, two cast mates, whatever you want to call them. They're away on assignments, all doing well. My name is Zach Silverman. I'm your host. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2. Check out Ashley and she'll tell you all about it.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Brinkman. Excited to be here with you guys. You can find me at Ashley_Brinkman. I think this is my favorite episode so far.
Oh my god, really?
Okay, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. We have a lot to talk about.
We do.
Yes. Havoc in the Hidden Land. I don't quite understand the title, why it was like that, but maybe the Hidden Land is the bunker that they're kind of...
The secret bunker? Yeah, secret bunker. I was thinking that maybe too.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting episode. You know, we started off, it jumped right back into where we left off previous episode, and it was kind of a jarring. I didn't know what we were doing, where we were. It was kind of dark in the woods, running around. Dr. Declan was running away with Oron, and we found the other cast, whatever, those members that...
Like there were so many people just running in the forest.
Yeah. Well, there was four other people from the guards that became the guards that came down to Earth.
I remember saw Bernage's dad.
Yes. And we were all like, where did the rest of the people go?
There they were. They were running away.
They're just running away.
It was kind of strange. It started off really aggressive.
It was very aggressive. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't like it at all.
I know, me neither. But we figured it out.
Yes.
And then they took Lockjaw to the beach. Is that what happened?
Oh, well, you're skipping so much already.
Is there? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, Dr. Declan's like pleading for his life, you know? Black Bolt almost like, what?
I'm kidding,
he's an integral piece of the cog, you know?
Yeah,
it looked like
Black
Bolt wanted to kill him. And we had some interesting back and forth between Medusa and Black Bolt. Medusa is really pressing upon this, like, I have changed so much. It's almost.
Oh, yeah.
I like it, but it's almost a little on the nose.
She's so far removed from who she was.
Her family, also.
Her family, and even Karnak. I thought Karnak was going to be more like how Medusa is being now, but he's not at all.
No, he had a good change that turned south. I don't know what happened. I don't know why, but yeah, like he just wants to kill Maximus.
Yeah.
And he's just really like laying it in there. You know, it's interesting because like, obviously, Black Bolt's in the middle of the two of them, right? And, you know, you're hearing both sides. And the fact that Black Bolt can't talk and we only are getting, you know, him doing the hand movements.
Yep.
It's almost like he's missing from this argument, from this triangle. Like, it's not like a love triangle, but it's a triangle that, like, you see often in TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's missing.
It's hard for him. Yeah, it's hard for him to have a real say in it because also Medusa doesn't want to be just his interpreter.
Anymore,
and I think she's having some moments here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely hard for him to have a say in what it really is going on.
He seems like, I don't know, you want him to be like the king that like loves all of his people and is like
sure.
a benevolent king and whatnot, but it really sounds like he's a horrible guy. I hate to say it. I mean, from looking at all the people below him, you know, people in the mines and whatnot, and Medusa having this such a flip of change, she's like, we can't keep killing people.
Mm-hmm.
I think she argued with Karnak saying, like, we can't keep... Oh, my God, yeah. You missed the biggest part of that whole scene. You wanted to jump right ahead. Karnak, ruthless, walks up to Oron, snaps her neck! Just twists
it,
like, right
over
there. Oh, I don't know.
He wanted to send a message to Maximus. I totally understand that.
Fine.
Sent her back.
You could send a message in a different way. I'm sorry. You don't have... I mean, I get that she's going to... revive and come back to life, but
yeah,
without thought, just.
But also, what was the message that they're not taking anything from him anymore? They're like,
I don't get it, because that's the thing. Like, I would have understood if he would have killed her, and that would be that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message: an eye for an eye. You killed Gorgon,
yeah.
And like,
that sends
I'm
a really
this.
Strong message.
Yeah, there's really no message being sent when it's like, hey, I'm going to send you your friend. By the way, she's going to revive, so now you have another one of your, you know, team members with you.
Yeah,
it's like
they sent the whole team back.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, they set up that whole parlay and whatnot. We're jumping ahead. So, guys, guess what? This guy was right.
Oh, he
was. This guy had a prediction, I think, two or three different times. Was hoping and praying for him to come back. And what happened? We had Lockjaw take us to the beach for some reason. They had to make a pit stop.
Yeah, I was very confused.
I was so confused.
Lockjaw's howl, it's pretty insignificant, but it was so teeny tiny.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by that. I was laughing.
What did you think about it? Because it kind of sounded like he was in pain. Like, I get when a dog is, like, excited and will, like, howl for their master to come home or be, like, all happy and, you know, whack. Like, it just seemed like he,
Maybe he's not fully recovered.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
But the howl, I think, was represented to, like, hey, guess who's back? Like he would sense.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. He's almost, like, in pain but happy.
I guess so, yeah.
It was cute. Either way.
We go to the beach and Triton is alive.
What did you think of his swimming skills? This is the first time we've seen him do anything, really.
It's kind
of
cool.
Yeah.
It was like a little torpedo. I was like, are they getting shot at or something? I was like, oh my God, no! It's Triton!
It's Triton!
Triton's back. Yeah.
I liked it. I was very surprised. I'm with Medusa, though. I would have been really upset if my husband kept all this from me.
Yeah. Okay, so Medusa and Black Bolt, this whole season, I had thought they had, like, such a bond that was, like, psychic almost. You know, they could just feel one another, which is great. This is so untelling of Black Bolt's character, keeping this secret from her, because it seemed as if they were, like, you know, telling each other everything. I don't understand why he did this.
Yeah, okay, do you think it was a choice that Black Bolt would actually make, or do you think it was just, like we were kind of saying before in some other episodes, like, the writers, we needed to get something in really quickly?
Ooh. I'm going to leave that for the chat. What do you guys think? I don't know. Because
Ivan thinks it was messed up to hide it.
It was extremely messed up to hide it. Yeah. I mean, he not only hid it from... First off, he hid it from his wife. You don't do that. But he hid it from his team. And which is weird, though. The team got split up at different points, I think, during the first episode, right? So where did he have time to, like, figure this out?
Well, I think, or was this before? Black Bolt's the one that sent Triton in the first place.
Okay, so they had a plan. Yeah, that I forgot. Okay,
That happened in the first episode, so it's been a while.
Okay, yeah, it has been a while. I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, it makes sense. I get the plan that way. You know, Maximus, he has one thing up his sleeve, so Maximus doesn't know that someone else could be coming and whatnot. But
I understand that you don't want your plan to get spoiled. Somehow, if, like, one of them got kidnapped and Maximus, you know. Although, if they think Triton's dead, then why would he ever think that?
Exactly.
But, yeah, he could have came clean.
Could have totally told Medusa.
Yeah.
Totally told everybody else. I mean, you had Gorgon, like, mourning, which, like, essentially almost, like, got – it did get him killed. But, like, it almost got him killed a bunch of different times because he's like, for my cousin, you know, this is da-da-da, running into battle always. And it's like, I know that's to his character, but it's
– You know what's interesting? Gorgon gets sent back to Earth to look for Triton, but Black Bolt knew the whole time that Triton was going to be fine.
And they had and he had that whole blow up almost. Like,
I think it's the writing. Let's get in there quick. It worked though. I liked that.
Okay, how about this? Because I might be wrong on the timeline, but I remember Maximus being there and the revolt didn't happen. We had Gorgon getting really pissed off and running off to go get. So it's almost as if Black Bolt knew that Maximus was gonna, like, you know, do an uprising before it happened. I think it might have been a writing thing. I think there's a plot hole in this in the timeline of things.
In the chat, we have Renji says Black Bolt probably thought to deceive your enemies, you must deceive your friends. Yeah.
I guess. Okay.
I guess as a king, you have to make those choices to have, you know, to keep secrets.
Yeah.
To keep people safe.
But when we came into it, like, he had really no reason to. Like, the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah, the problem why he sent Triton to Earth was to save these inhumans that were, these humans that were turning into inhumans that were popping up to bring him up to, you know, up to the moon. Why pretend that he, like, you know, gets killed? It's... Okay. Maybe he knew Maximus was already hunting, because those was Maximus' men that were hunting the Inhumans. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a spider web.
It really is. That's a tough one.
That's a really tough one. I'm just gonna chalk it up to the maybe just like poor ish writing. What is Ivan saying here? I'm sorry. I still don't. Yeah. Well, what can you do? Let's see. What happened next? So we have Triton coming back. We got to hear about the plan. Medusa upset. Secret plan. Mm-hmm. Not only did Black Bolt lie about Triton, but now we find out that there's a secret bunker on the moon as well that was set up four times like this, which makes no sense because,
And they bring everyone to the secret bunker.
Yes.
And Dr. Declan, first human, right?
Oh, the first human to come on the Earth, on the moon, yeah.
And you know what's funny? He didn't even realize that they teleported there. He was just like, cool, where are
we? No, yeah, he didn't, like, the teleporting didn't faze him at all. It seemed like it was all...
It happened so fast, I missed it too.
Yeah, I know. And all the sets were kind of, like, looking similar.
It was kind of hard to tell. Was there more than one bunker? I was really confused
by
that.
I think it was just, like, separate sections of the bunker. Like, there's a part of the bunker that had, like, storage and stuff, and then I think there's a part that had, like, beds and, like, you know, sleeping facilities.
Okay.
Because there was... Right, wasn't there that scene with Medusa and Crystal that we got really quickly that they tried to, like, you know, tag us a little bit or hook us a little bit more? The Dave thing.
Oh, gosh.
Please.
When did that even happen? That came out of nowhere.
It really came out of nowhere.
Of course, Crystal being another princess. A little diva moment, I think, goes to her.
I think so. I was looking for a diva moment tonight, and there wasn't really much of one.
Yeah.
But this, I guess you could, you know, classify as a different type of diva. Like, I want my man. I want I want it this way.
She's baby diva.
Yeah, baby diva. I like that.
Came out of nowhere. I thought it was, like, kind of ridiculous, but maybe they just needed something for Crystal to be doing. But
I think so. I think her story's kind of getting wrapped up. Yeah. She seems the most powerful, and yet she is always being undertaken or underused or whatever the word is. Yeah.
And now she wants to be a human, never use her powers.
Go down to Earth and, like, live there. Yeah. I mean, like, all right, that's cool. I get it. You know? Ivan, you didn't think Crystal had a diva moment? I thought it was. It's okay.
It was definitely a moment.
It was a different type of diva moment.
And I get it. She is stuck up there being a princess. She doesn't have any friends. We heard Medusa say that. But I think if they go back to Earth...
She'll probably hang out and see him. See, now, if they go back to Earth, what's going to happen to Lockjaw, though? So I don't think she really will get to go back to Earth.
Yeah.
Because that's he's an important... you know, part of the team. Mm-hmm. They get around all that way. I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be a lot happening. We saw in the previews what's happening on the moon. And
oh, yeah.
Lots.
I'm excited for that.
Are you? You said this is your favorite episode. What?
There was a lot going on. There was a lot of storyline happening.
Oh, I almost got overwhelmed with the storyline tonight. Yeah. It was a lot.
The storyline, there was a bit much of it, but I did like that we really got pushed along. We're back on the moon, thank God.
Finally, I know, right?
and we're starting to see. I was really hoping that Black Bolt would go through. Maximus would get the Terrigenesis.
Yeah, well, they're saving it for the last episode. Oh, man, I know we're going to jump ahead real quick, but I was almost like when Black Bolt met with Maximus, there's multiple times where I'm like, oh, he could just kill him right now. He could just do it. I'm like, just do it, please.
But it's Medusa. Medusa's keeping him from...
I like that, yes.
Do we like that?
Yeah. It allows us to have one more episode. Right? I mean...
What did you think about the whole meeting scene? I'm glad we were out of the parlay.
Okay, so the parlay...
I didn't know that everyone used a parlay. The first time I ever heard that was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's where I heard of.
That's okay. That's what you're thinking too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking too. I mean, I guess it's an. I don't know how. Yeah, it was cool. It was an interesting idea. It was a good way to bring us back to the moon.
Yeah,
and I was wondering how they were going to just not battle each other, especially because we have one more episode left. So I'm like, what are they going to do? What's going to happen? They already gave up their one chip, bargaining chip with Oron, but then they had Dr. Declan, and I think Medusa's guiding voice was a wise idea. I like what they did, but of course Maximus being himself made it seem like he's like, I'll agree to this, but really didn't, and he's still using the favor of the people. He had all those people there for a reason. He made sure he knew
he wanted to be safe in that meeting.
That all those people, he's using those people as a shield. Which is interesting because you got to see Oron kind of understand and see that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little light with her where she really was behind the man that was like, you're going to change the caste system. You're going to make things better for people.
Oh, yeah. And she was 100% behind that.
I always assumed like she was kind of, she came off as like evil to me a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. So like when Maximus came to Uprise, it seemed like she flourished in that. And I guess maybe I was pairing her with Maximus because we know he's evil, but she's really a good person. And she's just, she was doing things because she believed that change was going to happen.
I love that we got that flip.
Yes.
In this episode. So I definitely was on board with that. I thought
and it wasn't
was
just a sudden
evil.
Flip.
Yeah.
I noticed something happening in her. And then finally, when did it happen?
It happened when she was having a one-on-one conversation with Maximus and found out that he only wants to go through second Terrigenesis.
Yeah.
And that was really why all of this was happening. Not because he wanted to truly change the caste system and make Atalan a better place.
It's just like an extravagant plan to just get a second Terrigenesis, which really...
she's so great, too. She was so subtle with that change. You could almost miss it.
She didn't want to, like, you know, give it away. I feel like if she were to give that away, he would have killed her.
Yeah.
Or tried to, you know, kill
her,
lock
her
away. I thought so for a second, too, because he had that... He has this...
He has a crazy
actor,
eye.
That actor is great with, like, crazy eye twitches and, like, talking about himself. You know, he's just so wrapped up in his head. It's great.
You know, I don't know how much I'm jumping around, but when Dr. Declan and Maximus were talking in, I think that was Crystal's room. It looked like Crystal's room. Room.
Okay.
They were talking in a private room.
Oh, in Crystal's apartment. I think they just reused that set and kind of refurbished it a little bit, moved things around. It definitely looked like Crystal's apartment.
I thought it was, but wow.
They have no reason to be there.
I was so glad Dr. Declan got an actual scene. Like, I feel like that was the first time we really got to see him talk to someone. He's so good.
You liked him?
I liked him so much. I wanted to see more of him.
You're speaking about when he was talking about the repercussions and Terrigenesis, like not knowing what's going to happen. He's like, no, like
I think he's a great character. He's like level-headed, but he kind of teams up with Maximus in the end. He kind of convinces him.
Yeah.
This is really jumping ahead, but
no, it's fine. I mean, he does that because I feel like he has his own, not selfish reasonings, but like he's on the precipice of something completely new that no human has seen before. You know, like he could revolutionize. I think he's looking at it where he's going to like fix science. He's going to change things. Because I think he mentioned
in a few
episodes,
right,
like we could cure cancer and tuberculosis and all these other things. And I think he's doing it for the greater good kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and you know, he probably doesn't mind if, well, I don't know. I'm hoping he doesn't mind that, like, if Maximus goes through with it, that, you know, he's hoping maybe he'll die. Because of how he duped him so much.
He did.
You know, and he almost had him killed a bunch of different times.
If it all goes well, then that's a plus,
for
Dr. Declan.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation for him.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right, let's see. Where are we? We jumped around so
all over
much.
The place.
Oh, man. We got to have the meeting with the parlay. And we saw Maximus just kind of like undercut Black Bolt, Medusa keeping it level headed.
Do you think after the parlay, she kind of realized, maybe keeping him alive was a mistake? Like, what was I saying before? Should I go back? Because I feel like she's teetering on.
She is teetering a little bit. I think that is also due to, like, Karnak on her, like, breathing down the back of her neck, being like, I told you, like, this is what's going to happen.
I like that, though. I mean, I do. He keeps flip-flopping.
He really does.
He's good, and then he's got that craziness. But I think he's mourning, so.
You think so? Oh
God,
you know
Gorgon,
what? He totally is. Yeah, he's, like, acting more like Gorgon. You know, okay, that makes more sense. I was trying to understand his rationale behind things because I'm like, even Medusa said it. He's like, who are you? Like, you used to be so calculating. He's like, I don't have time to be calculated anymore. And yeah, I was trying to understand where that was coming from, but it makes perfect sense. You know, his cousin just died. You would think, though, he would be happy about Triton being alive. That was so underwhelming. I'm sorry, everybody. It was so underwhelming.
Well, they did have their moment at the beach, where they all embraced him and were excited.
Yeah.
And I just think there's bigger... I don't know.
Come on.
Like, there is... Now, that's such a relief, but you can probably get over that more quickly than
Gorgon's death.
And there might be a cure for Gorgon's death.
Yeah, we come to find that. Was that... Who said that last week? Was that you who said, like, a prediction Gorgon might come back to life through Terrigenesis?
I would love
somebody
to say yes.
Somebody definitely said that. I don't remember who, but...
I feel like maybe Keith said that.
What?
I
think Keith... Yeah, right?
What a great prediction.
I know, right? Ooh. So, yeah, Karnak is like a little crazy. He wants to make this work.
So before he even tries to make it work, did he talk to Medusa? And then Medusa and Black Bolt said no.
Yeah.
And I love he walks out with that crazy eye. Did you catch that?
I did. He's like, I'm going to do this anyway. Screw this.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, though, because you see more of how, like, the royal family in itself had always tried to keep, like, a hold on people. And, you know, Black Bolt was saying, oh, you know, if you go through a second Terran Genesis, you could go mad. You could have an addiction to something.
Yeah, I don't know what the addiction was.
Yeah, I don't know what that
I understand, like, the going crazy part.
Going crazy and yeah. then even death. Like, and then Karnak was like, those are just stories told to children. Like, nobody has actually ever done a second one, which is interesting. So
where did those stories come from?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that came from the royal family. Yeah, exactly. It's to keep the castes in place, like the caste system in place, because let's face it, if you get like, you know, just some fairy wings that you're not too very useful, it's like, well, let me try again. You know, let's see what else I could get.
That's
but they
true.
Don't want people to do that. They want to keep people in their place. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Oh,
I didn't think
thank
about that.
You.
Oh,
thank you,
congrats.
Thank you, thank
that's
you.
So great.
So
what happened? I think we missed Maximus's tribute to Gorgon. And he kind of used that to
win the... Yeah, I remember watching that and I was like, man, this guy is good with his words.
Yeah.
He has a silver tongue. But I hate to say it, this whole episode was a little underwhelming. Like,
I really enjoyed that the story got pushed along and...
I think that's the only thing I enjoyed about this episode.
Yeah.
It was cool. I mean, they had the mourning for Gorgon. I feel like... should have been so much more, you know?
I think it was lackluster because there was like 30 people in the room with him.
Yeah.
And like, who was he trying to win over?
Those
what was the
people,
point of it?
All those people you already won over. Like, you're on the moon. Like, where's the rest of the people? I know it's not that big of a population, but still, I'm sure
he did
more.
Say, may Gorgon be the last to fall. Mm-hmm. Which... I was just like, whoa.
Do you think
he's good at manipulating?
Yeah. Do you think when he was saying all those things, he was actually reflecting? Because he talked about how like they grew up together. Do you think he really is mourning a little bit?
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't think he and Gorgon ever got along. Because we saw in last episode
the flashback.
They
yeah.
definitely didn't get along. I don't think he's mourning him at all.
Fair enough.
I think he's using it to his advantage.
Oh, he totally.
And
is.
He did.
Yeah. I would have hoped he was mourning him, but. Guess not. Oh, well.
I think so.
So, yeah, we got to see that, which then also brought us to another scene with Black Bolt and Medusa with some flashback. Oh, wait, no, that was before that. That was right before Karnak walked in on him.
Yeah.
But what'd you think of the flashback?
Guys, I was not a fan of the flashback. What did you all think in the chat of the flashback? It was so strange.
It was a different type of flashback. I'm a fan of flashbacks in this show. Like, the stuff that they do has been really great, really insightful. And I love the actors that play the younger versions of them. It's very spot on. And the younger Black Bolt was, man, he really embodied the adult Black Bolt to like make it seem like, yeah, this is him when he was younger. So kudos to that actor. I don't know his name. But
the weird, it was strange to have like the scene going on and then they were overlapping it while she was talking.
Yeah, it was like superimposed. It was very like remnant of like 80s, like an 80s thing. I don't know.
And it was strange because we've seen flashbacks
and
it was not like that at all.
Never.
And I really like the flashbacks. But this one was really strange.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching a completely different show.
Yeah, okay. That's my note for this entire episode. I think this entire episode I felt like I was watching a completely different show. It was all over the place for the sake of pushing the story forward, which I like. But even in like the story, we get to see a little bit more of how Medusa and Black Bolt fell in love and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And she walked in to like gloat, like his parents had just died, and it was telling him like, "Yeah, I went in there to make fun of you almost because we're both in like now you're on my level." But I didn't quite get the switch, the connection, why she like. Fell in love, like I don't get it, you know. Did you see
I mean, over time she just the click was that they both had lost their parents,
yeah,
and I don't think she could relate to anyone else except for him, and she saw that he was hurting.
Okay, okay.
And her pain, she could relate to his pain.
Got
so it. That's why she was saying you and Max are going through the same thing.
Yeah, okay, I was going to ask you about that. So is she trying to equate her love, like she was able to overcome her hate for the royal family, and hopefully Black Bolt can overcome whatever hate he has towards Maximus to keep him alive. Is that what she was kind of going with?
I think so. I think she's trying to teach him to be a more empathetic inhuman.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
King. Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely. And she also said at some point, if you kill him, how will this make you look to the other people?
Yeah.
Like, you can't kill your own
brother. It's almost falling into Maximus's plan. Like, Maximus almost wants him to kill. Like, he doesn't want to die, but if he does die, he becomes a martyr.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just overthrow the entire system, and he'll, like, his death will be, like, you know, he'll be happy in death. I don't know. He'll know that, like, everything will be flipped up. Yeah. I was going to say something, but it doesn't matter. So where does this lead us? What happens next? We then get to the parlay, or we had the parlay, we had the flashback. And now we find out that we have a little bit of a mission, a little bit of...
I think it's Karnak, right?
Yeah, Karnak and Auron.
The fight scene.
Yeah, well...
And his power kind of comes back.
Yeah.
He's definitely calculated, and he does that weird flashback, goes back in time.
I like that. That is so cool. I don't quite get the why they have, like, the lines. I mean, it's cool, special effects and whatnot.
I think that's the way Karnak actually sees things, and the way he calculates is...
It's like a trajectory type of thing.
Numbers and...
Yeah, well, it shows, like, different types of, like, flashing... Mm-hmm. I don't even know what, but it's, like, alien writing of some sort. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I like that. I think if we didn't have that, though, it would just look like him staring at people and him seeing that, but we wouldn't be able to see it. So I really appreciate the visual.
Weird. Yeah. And this time it didn't catch me off guard, because the first time we saw this, which was actually in the same room... Yeah.
It was.
The first time we saw it, I was like, oh, they just killed Karnak. No. What?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait a second. Something cool is going to happen right now.
Did you notice Auron yells, don't? Like, don't shoot him?
Yes.
What was that about?
I think maybe...
Oh, is it because now she is flip-flopping? She's not really
with
Maximus anymore?
Yeah, I think she might have wanted to, like, try and reason with him and talk to him. I don't know. It was either maybe... she wanted to use him as a bargaining chip, you know, capture him as a prisoner type thing, or what you were saying. Yeah, that was a little weird that she did that. But those two white people were still there, also sitting down. Did you notice
what
that?
What are they?
Overseers of something.
Something.
Don't know what.
I would love to see them be used a little bit more. It was so strange.
It was extremely strange. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? So we had that fight, which was really cool.
And then they kind of team up, right?
They team up, yes. They team up, and Karnak is just on a mission. He just needs to see Gorgon come back alive. It's almost perfect pairing that they get to come together, because he's like, oh, cool, I could use your DNA. We're going to try something. We're going to put Gorgon in the Terra Genesis, and your DNA is going to help heal him, bring him back to life.
I didn't even think about that. I thought he was going to put Gorgon through Terra Genesis again and just see what happens.
Oh, yeah. No,
but I didn't know
when they started talking about, like, splicing DNA for Maximus, because I was wondering, like, how is he going to become the most powerful thing? Like, if you're just leaving up to chance again, it makes perfect sense now, you know, that he gets to choose his own powers, which is cool. So, yeah, Karnak caught on real quick about that. And we get to see him put in there. It was so lackluster. I love, first off, how Dr. Declan was like, wait, it looks like a phone booth. The Terra Genesis machine.
Like, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
the
you
writers,
for pointing that out.
The writers kind of, like, did it to themselves. Like, I think they did that for themselves. I don't know, but...
They probably just were like, oh, this is what we have to deal with.
Yeah.
How do we point out that this...
It was, like, a nice little jab at themselves. It was funny.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Because in the first episode, the Terra Genesis chamber things actually looked pretty cool.
No, they looked the same.
Did they?
I think they were just, like,
maybe
shooting
it was
at
just
a different
the set
angle.
Was different.
Yeah, the set was different.
And it wasn't in, like, a closet.
Well, yeah, because originally, I think they brought those machines to the royal guard room or something, where the throne room is, you know, and that's where it was. But it didn't look like it was in the throne room. It was, like, in some closet. Back in a closet or whatnot.
So, okay, I don't know if anybody else was slightly confused. Did Dr. Declan bring Maximus to the secret chamber, the secret private place that Black Bolt had created?
I think he did.
How would he have found
it? I don't know. I was looking really at confused. That too, and I was just like, oh, no. Lockjaw did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Lockjaw teleported him into the room.
But how did Maximus get in there? That's what
Maximus was Lockjaw teleported Maximus.
Oh, I'm so okay.
You're looking down writing at the time.
Must have been.
Yeah.
I was okay. It was Lockjaw. I wish I knew that earlier. That was really confusing.
Nah, no worries. But yeah, we get to see Maximus there. Well, first off, he saw Gorgon in the Terra Genesis thing, and he's just, you know, we think he's dead. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But then he gets teleported to the bunker thing, which is kind of cool. Here we are, like Black Bolt just like hiding in the shadows. I'm like, yes, just open your mouth and kill him. But Maximus always has a card up his sleeve. Mm-hmm. Somehow he set up the entire facility to destruct or something if he dies. Right? So
yeah, so the protective shield over Adelan, I guess it's going to self-destruct, but only Maximus knows how to stop it.
Yeah.
So.
Great. Well, it seems like there's a lot more. We have a lot to watch in the next episode. What else happened? We had a little fight with Tryon. That was kind of cool. And one of the ending scenes was just Dr. Declan being attacked by a mysterious person who comes out of the shadows as Gorgon. Gorgon, is he back alive? We don't know yet. Well, he is alive, but is he... Is he Gorgon? Exactly.
The sounds coming out of him? I don't think so. That would scare me.
Yeah. Awesome. So, hey, let's get into predictions. I know we came on a little late for you guys. We're sorry about that. It's a bit of a shorter show, but...
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Ooh, it's a new one.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so what do you think is going to happen? Last episode, guys. Next week is the last episode. Season finale.
So crazy.
Predictions.
Wow. So... I did get to see a little bit of the preview, and we do see Adelan starting to fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think Maximus is going to let Adelan fall apart to a certain point.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to actually let it crumble.
I hope not, because then they all die.
I'm going to be devastated if we don't see Maximus go through Terra Genesis.
He has to.
He has to, right? So I'm going to predict that he does. Perfect. Please.
Yes, I think he will. I think Gorgon is going to – obviously, he's alive. I think he's going to go on like a rampage, but then he's going to kind of come back to his own senses. And I think then we'll have like a big happy family thing. I don't know how the battles between Maximus and Black Bolt is going to go. I'm hoping there'll be a lot of cool, like, things blowing up and death and, you know, fire. I don't know. It would be kind of cool. But, yeah.
Well, in regards to Gorgon, I don't think he's going to be the same. I think he's going to be a new Gorgon. They might have to decide whether or not to... Nice. Yeah, what to do with him.
I dig it. Awesome. All right, well, I think we have to wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. My name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with the CH Silverman 2. Ashley, where can they find you?
You guys, I'm Ashley Brinkman. You can find me at Ashley_Brinkman. And I hope next week's episode... is even better.
I think it will be. It's going to blow us away, literally. Have a good one, guys. Thanks for joining in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.